I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. River Valley won a high school softball game over Richland Center 10-6 last night. The Blackhawks scored 3 in the first and 2 in the third innings and never trailed. The Hornets would score 3 runs in the fourth and got within 5-3. The Blackhawks put 5 on the board in the fifth and held off the Hornets, who added 3 in the sixth inning. The game was played with occasional light rain and finished just as a thunderstorm was moving into the Spring Green area. Tessa Schluter was the winning pitcher after giving up 6 Hornet hits, walking 3, and not striking out a batter. Richland Center's Abigail Williams was 2-for-3 with a triple. Riley Schultz doubled twice and had 2 RBIs. Ebony McCorkle had 2 RBIs. Carly Meaden scored twice. And Kaylee Nee had a hit for the Hornets, who fell to 2-8 overall, 0-6 in the Southwest Conference. River Valley's Tessa Schluter helped her pitching cause, going 2-for-2 with a double. Hannah Hegland was 2-for-3 with a walk. Brooklyn Stokes, 2-for-5 with 2 scored. Haley Williams had a double. Lydia Willoughby and Leah Makarowski each had RBIs. Ella Hillebrand had 2 RBIs and 2 hits. And Kenley Straka singled and scored. With the 10-6 win, River Valley is now 9-9 overall, 5-2 in the league. They have a makeup game with rival Dodgeville today at 4. Richland Center will make up a game today at Lancaster. In other action from softball last night, a win for Highland over Benton Schulzberg, 4-3 in 9 innings. Prairie du Chien 7, Lancaster 3, Dodgeville 9, Platteville 4. Aquinas 4-3 over Onalaska, and Holman beat La Crosse Logan by a final score of 4-3. In baseball, the Riverdale Chieftains got a huge pitching performance from junior right-hander Chase Chitwood on Tuesday night to down Fenimore by the score of 2-1. Chase would pitch a complete game, giving up just 3 hits while striking out 7 and walking none. Andre Tainter would deliver a clutch RBI double in the game to help the Chieftains raise their record to 7-3 in the conference and 9-6 overall. The Ithaca Bulldogs shut out Kickapoo in 5 innings, 10-0. Micah Salisbury had 3 hits. Mac Neef and Wyatt Hilby each had 2 hits. 2 RBIs for Matt Kepler, and Micah Salisbury led the way for the victory for pitcher Devin Iam, who worked the 5 innings for the Bulldogs yesterday, giving up 3 hits and striking out 6 without walking a batter. The Bulldogs with their 14th win of the year in that victory yesterday. The Bulldogs picked up their 15th win of the year with that victory yesterday. They have not suffered a loss. Next action coming up on Thursday when they travel to Weston. Weston suffered a tough loss last night, 3-1 to Seneca. Isaac Jennings took the tough luck loss, allowing 1 earned run on 7 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. Leaders at the plate, Hunter Coy, 2-for-3. Colton Newman, 1-for-3 with an RBI. It was a good game against a good team. Isaac pitching well enough to win, the hitting a little bit off, and one costly error in the second on a run down between home and third plated 2 runs for Seneca as they won by a final of 3-1. It was a victory for Mineral Point over Southwestern in the SWAL, 11-3. Westby 7, Arcadia 1, La Crosse Central 5-1 over Sparta. Several games were postponed yesterday as well, and a lot of softball games are going to be played today because the WIAA seeding meetings for the postseason for softball begin as early as tonight. Seneca plays at Wazika Steuben. It's also, as mentioned, River Valley at Dodgeville and Richland Center at Lancaster. Ithaca travels to Kickapoo after that one was called off last night. Baraboo is at Sauk Prairie, Royal at Brookwood, and Wisconsin Heights at Cambridge. There was Golf League action at Quail Run last night. Keith Lang shot a 2-under 33, including a birdie on hole 2 and a birdie on hole 8. J.J. Klatt, second best score of the night, 37, including a birdie on hole 2 and 3. And Joe Halverson with a 40 with a birdie on hole 3. He also birdied on hole 8. Pat Keegan with a 41. Aaron Halverson had a 42. And Rich Barrencott with a 46. Other golfers with holes played under par: Brian McCarville with a birdie on hole 7, Tony Doherty with a birdie on hole 8. The flag prize winners: Andrew Nitka with the longest drive on hole one. Keith Lang, closest third shot on hole one. Marty Brewer, closest to the pin on hole three. Wally Wachter, closest second shot on hole five. J.J. Klatt, with the closest to the pin on hole seven. And Ryan Pogstad, the longest putt on hole nine. At Quail Run, in the action that happened last night, the 2024 season for Richland Center Church League softball will get underway Tuesday night, May 14th. Eight teams will be taking part in the league this year, playing games on Tuesday nights in Richland Center's Kruska Park. Coming up on the opening night on the East Diamond at 7 o'clock, Boscobel Assembly of God will play the Mission. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. At 8:15 on the East, Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays St. Mary's. Boscobel will umpire. On the West Diamond next Tuesday night at 7, Free Methodist will play Bethel Lutheran. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will umpire. And at 8:15, Church of the Nazarene plays Richland Baptist Temple 2. And the Free Methodist team will umpire. Well, the 2024 rules and the season schedule are posted on the league's website. That is rcchurchleague@yahoo.com. For more information about Church League softball, you can contact them at that number. Jeremiah Hassel's number is 608-320-2157. A three-run home run by Willie Adames in the ninth inning gave the Brewers a 6-5 win on the road in Kansas City last night. Junior Ortiz and Reese Hoskins pounded home runs earlier in the game, but Milwaukee trailed 5-3 going into the ninth. The victory snapped a three-game losing streak. Jared Koenig got the pitching victory in relief, and Trevor Miguel earned his third save. The teams wrap up the three-game series this afternoon with the rubber game. Joe Ross is scheduled to start for the Brewers. Willie Adames had been chatting up the Royals fans behind the Milwaukee dugout all game, the good-natured ribbing carrying on as the Brewers jumped out to a two-run lead and Kansas City battled back. With two outs and a pair of runners aboard, Adames found himself standing in the on-deck circle with the game on the line. "They told me they wanted me to hit a three-run homer," Adames would later say, and he said, "I got you." Adames proceeded to drill an 83-mile-per-hour curveball from the Royals closer James MacArthur into the left field bullpen. Here's Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
No, it was unbelievable. I watched this, and I'm looking at Ricky, and I'm looking back at him, and he's carrying on with him during Gary's at-bat. And he's telling him, "One more ball, one more ball." It was a 3-0 pitch, and then 3-1. And he goes, "One more." And he turned back to him, and he goes, "Here we go. Watch this." Went up there. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
Manager Pat Murphy, who says the Brewers played well against a good team.
I mean, they got a really, really good club. And so for us to hang in there and just hang in there, and guys playing out of position, guys playing, you know, Monastery and Bowers in the outfield at the end, and Mona getting his first hit of the season.
Elsewhere, it was Washington 3-0 over Baltimore, the Angels 9-0 over Pittsburgh, Philadelphia 10, Toronto 1, Atlanta 4, Boston 2. In the National League, Arizona 6-2 over Cincinnati, the Cubs 3-2 over San Diego, Mets 7, St. Louis 5, San Francisco 5-0 over Colorado, the Dodgers 8, Miami 2. In the American League, Texas 15, Oakland 8, Detroit 11, Cleveland 7, Tampa Bay 5-1 over the White Sox, the Yankees 10, Houston 3, Seattle 10-6 over Minnesota. From the NBA playoffs, Boston 120, Cleveland 95, and Oklahoma City was a winner over Dallas 117-95. In the National League playoffs, in double overtime, the Rangers 4-3 over Carolina. In overtime, Colorado 4-3 over Dallas. And that's an update on sports today. I'm Phil Nee.